Good morning, good morning, good morning. Come on, little one. How you doing, boy? You're wintered up there. I dressed like that when I lived in Tahoe. All right, good morning. Happy Sabbath, little man. We're going to talk about friendship. Who has friends? Raise your hand if you have friends. You have friends? Okay. If you have friends, then that person also has a friend, right? Because if you have a friend, then you're their friend, right? So if they were here and I said, who has a friend? They would raise their hand. I have a friend, and you would be that friend. Have you ever tried to be friends with someone who did not want to be your friend? It's happened to you? It's happened to me. I know that. It's happened to you? Absolutely. I can't imagine it happening to you, darling. Anyway, has it happened to you also? I've tried to be friends with someone before, and they didn't want to be my friend. And I didn't understand. Who goes to school? Anybody go to school? You go to school. Do you have friends at school? Sometimes at school, you try to make friends, and they don't want to be your friend, and you don't know why, right? How about this? Does some people at school want you to be their friend and you're not their friend? Has that ever happened? It's never happened, but it's happened to this gentleman. There's been times that people wanted me to be their friend, and I said, no, I don't think so. But sometimes I made that choice for the wrong reason. I made the choice because I didn't want to be their friend because I didn't think they were cool enough. Or I didn't think that they were a good enough athlete. Or I didn't think that they lived in the right part of town. So it's the children's story today is all about who is our greatest friend? Who could be our greatest friend? How about Jesus? Jesus is our greatest friend. Jesus will always be our friend. No matter what, right? Yes, sir.
Actually, what I'm figuring out right now.
Yes.
It's kind of like Martin Luther King.
Martin Luther King? What about Martin Luther King?
He wanted everyone. He actually, a long time ago, people made friends by their skin color.
Oh, they did happen, yes. But Martin Luther King said that's not right, correct? Excellent. You get an A+. So, we have to remember that if Jesus is our friend and we know that we're not perfect, right? Who's perfect? Raise your hand if you're perfect. Very good. Oh, come on. I know you're not perfect. I know you're not. So, if Jesus will be our friend, even if we're not perfect, that we should also be other people's friends when they're not perfect. Make sense? So it's very, very important. So what I have for us, how about this? Why don't you grab one? You want that one? What color would you like, darling? Color, 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 color. Color, color, color. All right. What does that say?
God is my friend. I will be
yours.
Too.
Very good. Excellent. So it's very, very important that we remind ourselves that if Jesus is going to be our friend, we need to be friends with other people as well because none of us are perfect, right? And I ask this young lady, you're going to say prayer for me, okay?
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, and please help us to be good during the rest of the church. Please help all the kids and all the adults that are in here. Please bless them all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. A good comment about Martin Luther King. All right, very good. Why don't you take those back and give that to your brothers, okay? Take that to give that to your brothers, okay? Come on. Everybody back.